you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway, left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is.
This is James, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up, Holmes!
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here!
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
It's hard to believe it's Thursday already, didn't it? Here we are at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Oh, how is everybody's Thursday going? Thursday. Are things working out in your favor? I hope so. So, sure, I could do some complaining, but I'm just not needing it. No, well, I'll let other people complain for me. Yes. What the heck is going on? Which side of the bar do we want to go on? Hopefully the side that shows that we're getting a handle on some of this stuff and it's going to change for the better. Otherwise, I'd like to see a happy time. People were actually thinking of putting up a Christmas tree in this house. I'm not into Christmas right now. Plus, I have a cat that would destroy the tree. So why would I give intent fate of that nature? Why? Why would I tempt fate of that nature? And it's only because one person brought it up. Nobody else brought it up. Because we didn't put anything up last year. Everybody went on their separate ways, etc. So why should we have a tree up? It's not a family here. It's a bunch of individual people who really don't give a shit about each other. To a degree. I mean, really, there's no conversations, there's no reality checks, so why should we put up a 7-foot tree, artificial, and all these ornaments and stuff that the cat's going to go crazy about, just to aggravate me? I mean, seriously, because nobody else is going to give a shit what's going on with the cat and the tree. Oh, heck no. But here, let's throw some more work at Mona. Since nobody else is usually always here like I am. I mean, if I get a couple hours out during the week, it's amazing. But that's the way my life goes. It's not by choice. Honestly, it is half and half, I guess. Because I just don't want to deal with life out there. But today, I'm going to try this afternoon, hopefully. I'll be able to go out and see what I can accomplish for at least to cover my needs for the next couple weeks or whatever. Yeah. Just saying. This is what life has come to. And I'm over a lot of it. Oh, gosh. So much. That, jeez. Oh, but let's see. I actually wanted to play. Something that I just don't even know if I really want to hear it or not. But I don't know how many other people might want to hear it. Because they haven't had the chance to hear it. Because I haven't had the chance to hear it yet, so. Yeah. Because I normally don't follow the person that I'd be playing. Normally it wouldn't make a bit of difference to me. But I know it's going to make a bit of difference to the world. That somebody has the right to stand up and speak. At least now there's still semi-free speech. Semi-free speech. So, yeah. If it comes up to where I can grab it. Right now it's kind of hard to get to the place because it just is taking its sweet old time. Yeah. Yeah. Got people are getting more and more disappointed. More and more a little ticked off than we really need to be. I mean, I'm feeling it. And I'm not one to usually get ticked off at people, but it sure has been happening lately. Somebody went in my freezer and started taking my food. It kind of pissed me off. I haven't said anything really to anybody yet. But we'll see what happens. Because it's really pissed me off.
Okay.
That people can go into my freezer and
sorry.
The food that I pay for, they have the right to.
Because
nobody does. Nobody has the right to be in my
freezer. To recap,
at
the important. Salient
points. I don't want to play you.
Klaus Schwab talked about
it.
COVID-19 is an opportunity.
Otherwise, maybe
to change your basic humanity into something else.
Great, it's going.
And eventually,
sometimes it just doesn't play fair.
In so many words, to kill you. He said that it's a preparation.
I have to go down and come back up. I mean, and I did that earlier. So see, they just want everything to be more.
For this great cyber pandemic that's coming.
More.
And this is a pandemic they're afraid of, that God will do something to inhibit their system from influencing you, that they don't want God to do something that will overwrite what they're trying to do to you. So they would consider that a cyber pandemic.
Mm.
And I talked about Shemesh before, and that this whatever it is, it's coming from the real sun in the sky, or at least that's one of the tools, electromagnetic or whatever's going to happen.
Really ridiculous.
I talked about Dr. Slewy or whatever the heck he is. Of Moderna, who Trump put in charge of warp speed, that he saw where his eye was going. Where, and I'm not saying he was a serpent or a reptile. That could have been a glitch in the software. But regardless, he said two things that were really troubling to me. He said that they want that to be a one shot with 100% efficacy, and they want 100% compliance. They're going to force this on you one way or another, despite what people say. Well, Trump's not going to force it on anybody. He doesn't have to. The corporations and the state governments, et cetera, will do that. The stores, et cetera. His plausible deniability. Then I talked about 666 and that there's this Thash Rack with it, which comes out to be Dark Winter. Thash Rack tomorrow being a reorganization. The letters of the numbers. Then I talked about Michael Flynn and how he was like Oliver North.
Okay, are you done? I mean, your day just doesn't go the way you plan it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you just can't get it the way you'd like it. But that's okay. That's okay. That's just the way it goes sometimes. Yep. I mean, what do? Because I can see both sides of this. The other guy was in fear. In fear of stuff that he found out that just didn't seem right. And it's happening all over. I mean, who can we really trust about keeping their word about the rest of us? Yes, I'm asking for this. Do you think you could just bring that now? Please. I mean, it's like time being wasted. I'm going to have to do it. What that is? Why would I need that? I mean, I didn't put any UBS or whatever's into anything. Oh, come on, computer. Jiminy Crickets, what the hell? Oh, just do me this favor. I guess it just doesn't want me to do it. It's got control over me instead of me having control over it. What good is that? Let's see what happens if I press this. I mean, and this guy is like an oxymoron. I mean, he's, I don't know, I thought he was part of the eugenics situation, but I guess maybe he doesn't want to be anymore. I don't know. I mean, geez, it's just, it's crazy. I know his daughter doesn't care. She's all for the ugly, demonic side. She's... I once actually had a good thought or two about her till I realized she's just part of the human trafficking. Yep. Louise, Harold, and Sam... we need better consciousness about what's going on in life these days, or any days. So, John, something, Void. Okay. Hollywood horrified after legendary actor warns of Biden regime. I thought that was rather interesting. If it lets me play it. Oh, it's one of them days in the neighborhood. One of them days in the neighborhood. Come on. I mean, I thought he was part of the oligarch, you know, who drink the blood of children to stay young, even though he doesn't want it right here in this picture, video. Yeah, it just doesn't want to let go for me to do it. I just might have to shut it all down and come back up. Or at least this part. Yeah, let's see if that works. That's not even happening. Jeez. Oh, and I even did a clean-up job before. Before I did this. Before I started. Most everything. I actually rogue cleaned it. Nothing going on, supposedly. But it sure is dang slow. Very, very slow. Not listening at all. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that needs to be cleaned out. But I don't know how to do that. I guess I just have to deal with it the way it is, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I sure would like it cleaned up better. Yes, I would. But I'm not technologically advanced, so. Like, this whole first hour is wasted. Come on. Why aren't you coming up like I asked? You just... Sometimes it's just too much control it has over what I want instead of what it thinks I should have. Honestly. John Voight. Yes, we shall see. No, I don't want to change devices in the woods or charge. Devices in the woods. No, I don't.
Wait till you see this. The legendary conservative actor John Voight issuing a stark warning of a Biden regime. Before I go further into this report, if you're new to the channel, I invite you to tap the red subscribe button down below, then hit the notification bell so you're the first to know when the latest news breaks. Chris Donaldson from Trending Politics reports that the legendary conservative actor John Voight delivered a grim warning to Americans on what is to come if Joe Biden is successfully installed into the White House despite massive fraud and voting irregularities. John Voight, who lives in California and fully understands the tyranny to be unleashed on the nation as a whole under the Biden-Harris regime, called for perseverance as the battle for the future of the nation moves into the courts. In a video that was posted to Twitter, the 81-year-old patriot warned, quote, "We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration." Watch.
We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration. Our state, California, is being ruled by a leftist mob. Himself, Governor Newsom, is taking away our freedom, your freedom. He's a disgrace to mankind, and he and his relative, Nancy Pelosi, who has tried to bring President Trump down. Governor Newsom has destroyed many lives of people who depended on their businesses, and now he wants to shut down again. He is a lie, like all the left that are trying to destroy the USA. I ask all to fight this battle now, to get them all out. I've been attacked by my fellow peers saying I am preaching violence, when the truth is, they all are. The left are burning and destroying our cities. We are willing to fight for freedom, not freedom to burn down our flag, but to raise her up with the glory of this land of the free. But the left are trying to stop these truths. Let us bring justice to the Supreme Court. Let them see how corrupt the left is with their fraudulent votes. Let the truth show itself, that President Trump is the only man that can save this nation. Let us fight this evil now and know that God's truths will expose them all. Let me ask all to pray in the name of Jesus, Moses, and all saints for their hands of safety to be on us now. The way in which we are being targeted will be hard to fix, but with all your love and prayers and truths, we can win this battle against this evil force that has taken over this country. We must get Governor Newsom out. He's destroying the people's freedom. We must remember who we are. We are a nation that fought the Civil War, and we won that battle. Let's not give up. God bless.
God bless, indeed. The Academy Award winner, whose career has spanned six decades, has become a hated figure in far-left Hollywood for his support of President Trump, as well as his staunch Christian conservative values. And like fellow legend Clint Eastwood, he doesn't care what the degenerates think of him. America will literally be destroyed from within if Biden is allowed to take office. Comment below. We'll see you at the next report for the next news network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. I'm Joshua Phillip, senior investigative reporter with the Epoch Times, and we stand for truth and tradition. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. This isn't just a mission of the paper, it's a mission of those involved in it. It's something we truly believe in. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. The Epoch Times is a nonpartisan media. That means we don't stand for any political party. Our values are truth. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. We'd love to have you on board.
Well,
Dr. Fauci's back in the news.
He won't be till I get back. Yeah. We just... I know everybody else has probably had enough too, right? Yes. Who knows what's going to be going on? I mean, honestly, all kinds of secrets and underhanded and conditions that we just don't even know that they have planned up their sleeves for us. But it's hard to believe that John Voight really gives a shit. I mean, oh yeah, here we go. Here with the God and Jesus and all the rest of them. We pray. Well, no, we can't put it off on a bunch of entities to save our asses. We got to do it with our own authority. Because, you know, that's why we're losing everything. Because we're not taking our own authority and standing up for our rights and liberties in pursuit of happiness. And that's by having all these things available that have been shut down, completely wiped out of existence. I mean, how many millions of people are going to be homeless or are becoming homeless now? And what are they going to do with themselves? And not everybody can work at Walmart. You know, 10,000 jobs for one job opening? Come on, people, where are you thinking they're going to go? We've got to be remembering we can be there next. And we really just don't always have a clue. And then we got to learn to help and respect and get our authority back and take back our country. You know, this one guy wants to say Trump's the Antichrist. Well, that could be all right, too. I mean, whatever. But until we stand up to any of it, we are not going to know. But, yeah, I don't want Biden in there. No. Biden's just the wrong thing.
From now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio!
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
How do we get rid of these sickos? I don't know. I'd really like to know.
And his latest lockdown idea proves what we all suspected. I've got the details before I go further. Go ahead and hit the red button down below to subscribe, then hit that notification bell so you are the first to know when we publish new reports. John Hansen from the Political Insider reports that Dr. Fauci made his remarks during an interview on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, a known Clinton operative, which was hosted by Martha Raddatz. And Fauci was talking about how a future Joe Biden administration could have a school reopening plan. He also referred to the closing of New York City schools in November, and he said, quote, obviously, you don't have a one-size-fits-all, but as I said in the past, and as you accurately quoted me, the default position should be to try as best as possible, within reason, to keep the children in school or to get them back to school. Watch.
You get that soon.
And Dr. Fauci, New York City public schools shut down again earlier this month. I know your default position is that you'd like to see the schools open, but how do you make that happen? And how would you advise the incoming Biden administration on getting a sort of unified response?
Well, you know, Martha, that's a good question. We get asked it all the time. You know, we say it not being facetiously as a soundbite or anything, but, you know, close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. Obviously, you don't have one size fits all. But as I said in the past, and as you accurately quoted me, the default position should be to try as best as possible within reason to keep the children in school or to get them back to school. The best way to ensure the safety of the children in school is to get the community level of spread low. So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected. So let's try to get the kids back, but let's try to mitigate the things that maintain and just.
Brian, can you roll that back 15 seconds? I want to hear what he just said again.
Community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected. So let's try to get the kids back, but let's try to mitigate the things that maintain and just push the kind of community spread that we're trying to avoid. And those are the things that you know well. The bars, the restaurants where you have capacity seating indoors without masks. Those are the things that drive the community spread, not the
Now, in the wake of this interview, Senator Rand Paul reminded Dr. Fauci that it has not always been clear about the doctor's view on reopening schools. He put out this tweet. I told him this multiple times this summer. And then Jack Sobiak says Dr. Fauci owes Rand Paul an apology. No, Rand Paul said he owes an apology to every single parent and school-aged child in America. So the question now, is the media going to attack Dr. Fauci or accuse him of advocating for unsafe environments for school kids or insult him? No, because the media and the elites consider Dr. Fauci to be the end-all, no matter what, no matter what. For them, he's infallible. And that assumption could present a different kind of danger. Everyone makes mistakes, including Anthony Fauci. Comment below. We'll see you at the next report for the next
news
network.
Whole thing they did.
Thank you for watching that report. You know, nothing good happened.
You know, there's been no real evidence that this is killing people. See, that's what pisses me off the most, because we know that this is not killing people. And what are they doing about the school? Well, oh, they'll all have to wear masks for that 6 hours a day or however long they're in school, which is harming them health-wise. And then they can't touch or get close to any other children, which, again, is health-wise a problem. They want to show a dictatorship because the children are learning from home, okay? Then they're getting at least some kind of principles from the parents. But this way, they want to send them back to the Common Core, non-critical thinking, Heil Hitler kind of idea that it doesn't matter that your mommy and daddy don't get permission. We're going to give you this vaccination anyway. You know what I mean? That's exactly the outcome of why Fauci is talking like this. Because they're still implementing the danger of we giving away our children to the government and to the demonic side that isn't doing a dang bit of good or a favor to any of us. So, however he wants to sit there with a smile on his face, I'd rather go to the bar than the school, because at least I know the energies that were in the bar are the same energies that happened before, but not the schools, especially with the 5G and that going down. So, we've got to look past the words that they're talking, because nobody's recognizing what it is playing out to be at all. Oh, yeah, and they're still trying to sell you Christmas. People aren't working, but we got to have a Christmas, right? Oh, I just don't get it. That people aren't seeing the big difference here. Massive protests erupt. Conservatives rise up against lockdowns as Democrats openly flaunt the rules. And I'm talking these.
Recently, we heard that a bar owner in Staten Island was defying the coronavirus lockdown in New York, and police came and actually arrested the man. What was crazy about it is that this guy's on the boundary of the different orange zone and red zone or whatever. So only a block or two away, there are restaurants functioning completely as if there is no COVID. It's totally normal. You can go in, sit down, eat inside. But this guy's bar shut down. Well, he said enough. People need to work. He said we have nothing left to lose. We're on the verge of collapse. And he doesn't even know if he can save his bar at this point. So we opened it up, said free food and free drinks. Just donate if you can. And cops came in violation of the Constitution, the supreme law of this land, and arrested the man. They violated his constitutional right to peaceably assemble. And as some would argue, the 14th Amendment to be equal under the law. Because just two blocks away, as I mentioned, people are living their lives like normal. Now, hundreds of people in Staten Island came out and protested. And it's not just this story that's getting a lot of attention. A man in Michigan opening his restaurant, he walks up. There's a news report going on where they're like, this restaurant is staying open. The guy walks up behind the camera. You can see it. It's crazy. Real time. And he says, are you talking about this? I'm the owner. People, you need to stand up and say no. The government printed trillions of dollars and they gave it all to special interest groups, to their donors, and to the massive multinational corporations. This is the largest transfer of wealth in U.S. history. And so long as this money is going to massive multinational corporations, is being stripped away from the American people.
Right.
Don't believe me? I am going to show you a statistic right now that is going to make you, well, let's just say a drop a load in your pants right now. So I hope you're ready. What is happening with everything we are seeing is that small businesses, the businesses that are the lifeblood of this country, the money that circulates in our communities and makes sure that we survive, is being extracted. And it is going to the likes of Amazon, big multinational corporations. Many of these companies hire foreign workers, not American citizens. Our wealth is being extracted not just from us to the wealthy, but from us to foreign countries. Dylan Radigan brought it up. Remember Dylan Radigan, MSNBC? I believe it was like 2012 or 2013. when he said this country is being extracted in many ways, but he also mentioned through trade. It's happening now, and it's being accelerated. It's almost as if they are angry that Donald Trump bolstered the U.S. economy to the extent that he did, and they're trying now to beat the U.S. back down and give our money away. You ready for the stat that is going to make your jaw drop? I hope y'all are ready for this number. 23.6% of all U.S. dollars were created in the last year. Think about that. Nearly one-fourth of the money of the United States was printed in 1 year. You know what this means for rapid inflation? Well, there's some good news for those that hold massive debt, I guess, because rapid inflation means the debt becomes worthless. But this means that your money becomes worthless. Your savings becomes worthless. And therein lies the serious problem here. Retirement accounts, worthless. The people who have saved and are just trying to get by on a budget, I'm sorry. The bad news is here. They are locking everything down. It is getting worse. And now they're telling us that we had the worst day ever with COVID. That's the new breaking news from CNN. The U.S. has reported its most coronavirus deaths in a single day, over 2,800. Therefore, we must lock everything down, worse than we have ever seen. In March, when the lockdowns came, most people said, okay, you know, 15 days to slow the spread. How about that? They said it's got to be about a month and a half, 6 weeks. And people were like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. You know, we'll do it. Now it's going on all, 10 months, 9 months or so. It was March when it went down. This business owner in Michigan said when they printed these trillions of dollars, if they gave him $20,000 and said, use this money to keep your bills, machines, you know, the machine churning, pay your bills, pay your taxes, whatever, and just don't come in. He said, I'd have backed away and said, all right, let's let this virus thing play out. They didn't. They cut everybody a stimulus check. A lot of people were kind of happy with it for the time being. Now what they're doing is just printing money for the millionaires and the billionaires. I know. It's really funny. Seeing this guy, this Portage restaurant owner, he says he feels abandoned by the government. Yeah. Well, you're in Michigan, buddy. You got a Democrat governor. But he goes on to talk about these big corporations and donors getting all this money. And I said, he sounds like Bernie Sanders, at least how Bernie Sanders used to sound until he joined the ranks of the crony establishment Democrats. I want to read you the story about what's going on with these massive protests in Staten Island, because, wow, bravo to these guys. But let me just point out, I have the story from Newsweek. Every mayor, governor accused of breaking COVID restrictions and why. This is a story from Newsweek giving us a list of the politicians who violated COVID lockdown. And guess what? They are all Democrats, every single one. And I tell you, this is why I am always ragging on Democrats. Not because I just don't like the left or whatever. I actually am fairly leftist. You know what I tweeted earlier? I said, man, I am really close to screaming, workers of the world unite, watching what they are doing to these people, to the working class in this country. I don't think communism is the answer. Far from it. But I would love to actually see left and right for now just being like, okay, we don't agree on economic policy at all, but we can certainly agree that massive multinational billion-dollar corporations are extracting our wealth and destroying this country.
Right.
And that has been a persistent narrative since Occupy Wall Street, when left and the right actually agreed on this. But the leftists started taking over and the right got ejected. And then many on the right started making fun of them, saying, oh, they're all commies. I'll tell you what, man, I believe in a mixed economy, right? I like capitalism. I like a free market. And I like the idea of – I do actually like government. We had a conversation about it last night in the podcast. I said it provides for the common defense. You just need to weed out the corruption. Limited government for sure, but I think government and mixed economy can work fairly well. The problem is right now – we have a fractured system. Establishment crooked elites have probably at some point said, you know what? There's too much corruption, so the whole system is burning down. Let's just ramp it up, extract all of the value we can, and then buy, I don't know what, gold and Bitcoin, so that when the dollar blows up, you're left holding a worthless empty bag. Just like the big black garbage bag full of Venezuelan dollars I had when I was in Venezuela. No joke. When we went to Venezuela, when I went to Venezuela to report with Vice, me and the Vice reporters, we had a big garbage bag full of Venezuelan money because it was worthless. You would need a massive stack to get like a loaf of bread. For some reason, people still wanted it. At that point, I'd be like, it's more valuable as toilet paper. They're printing money and they're going to print more. There's a massive stimulus package coming in. This is not a solution.
It's not for us.
It is the opposite of one.
Right.
Well, outside of the more technical aspects and, you know, the money market stuff, what we're seeing is something tremendously important. Aside from this Michigan restaurant owner who said people need he basically said workers of the world rise up. Or he didn't say that. Okay, he said workers rise up. That's different. It's different. Workers of the world unite is literally from the Communist Manifesto. But he was like, regular people, you need to stand up to this. It's tyranny. There's a quote I see floating around. It says tyranny is when something is illegal for the citizenry but legal for the government.
Right.
Many people are falsely attributing that to Thomas Jefferson. It's actually from Radley Balco, who I'm pretty sure is like very anti-Trump. It's still a good quote nonetheless. The government can do what they want. The Democrats are violating the COVID lockdown and they won't stop. Since this started, you got Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Gretchen Whitmer, Nancy Pelosi getting their hair done because they have to go on TV. Rules for thee, but not for me. Now you got Newsom going out to eat, what, twice? You got these Democrat lawmakers going on vacation. One guy apparently was like, everybody stay home while he was in Cabo. Because it is illegal for you, but not for them. And who will stop them? Because right now, in these big cities, you have the oath breakers. The cops who swore an oath to the Constitution and likes of NYPD. Someone told me yesterday that they do swear an oath to the Constitution. But they don't actually care. They're oath breakers. They would go and destroy your rights and they would shut down your business and your right to assemble while protecting the corrupt. Boy, are we all starting to sound a lot like Antifa these days. Isn't that right? Now, I think those people are nuts because they were actually attacking the working class people and threatening them. And that therein lies the serious problem. If y'all came out and said that these politicians are stealing from the people and are corrupt, and we have no issue with regular working class people, well, then there we go. We can disagree on economic policy. We can sort that out after we've solved this problem. Here's the news. Hundreds of protesters show up in support of Staten Island bar owner who refused to follow Orange Zone rules. Chopper 2 flew over what looked like a block party in Grant City, but instead was a large protest. Hundreds of people stood shoulder to shoulder with American flags and political signs, demonstrating in front of New York City's sheriff officers who were guarding the door of Mack's Public House, which is owned by Keith Mack Alarney. Kevin Smith was mixed in with a group of supporters, voicing his concerns of why he believes the enforcement is wrong. Quote, there's people doing heroin and defecating on the subway. And I think that spreads the virus a lot more than some people having a drink on Staten Island.
Right.
Some chanted and demanded change in an area that has one of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the city. Some wore face coverings while others did not. When asked for a response to people who say that type of behavior is contributing to why businesses and restaurants have to close, one protester responded, at a certain point, like the people on the left like to say, our body, our choice.
That's right.
People said there were no arrests and no summonses were issued on Wednesday night. As CBS2's Natalie Dudridge reported earlier, officers were guarding the bar door all day, making sure people did not try to eat and drink inside. We have a First Amendment right to peaceably assemble for any reason we choose.
That's right.
The founding fathers, those who drafted the Constitution, it's actually the Anti-Federalists who got the Bill of Rights put in, didn't say you can peaceably assemble for the purpose of. They said you have a right to peaceably assemble, period. If I want to peaceably assemble to discuss the latest Pokemon cards, then I'm allowed to do it. That is the supreme law of the land. And that's why I say these cops are oath breakers, because they care more about getting money for themselves while you suffer. That is something truly, truly despicable. Look, I respect the police. I absolutely do. And I know men on the left say defund the police. They don't like them. A lot of these mainstream progressive types, I think, are fake. They're influencers. They're the veil, the mask to basically pretend like the left has a voice in politics. What I see is these police officers, these specific ones here, these sheriffs, they're getting paid. You are not. You are suffering. They don't care. They don't care about the Constitution. There are many departments across the country that do, that have said, we won't enforce this, and bravo to them. I remember during Occupy Wall Street, there's a really funny story out of Youngstown, Ohio. The police and the fire department were protesting in the Occupy protests together. And so the city realized something. We don't got to give the people what they want. We just got to give the cops what they want. And guess what? They negotiated with the police department. The cops got everything they wanted. And the cops turned around and started arresting everybody else. Those are oath breakers. Those are bad people. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of people that would sell you out in 2 seconds.
Right.
Do we have a community?
Isn't that...
Do we recognize the rights of others? In these big cities, for the most part, I don't think so. But Youngstown's not a particularly big city. It's not the smallest place in the world. But that was a truly remarkable story that made me laugh. And now we see these guys. They don't care. You know what's really interesting? When Occupy Wall Street protesters walk up to a cop and scream, whose side are you on? You know what that cop sees? That cop sees some hippy-dippy leftists, and they don't know them, they don't relate to them, and they don't care. So in certain circumstances, I've seen ridiculous leftists screaming stupid things at cops. There's a big difference between, you know, a cop saying we're closing a park and shutting down a business. There are certain circumstances where there are unlawful assemblies, because you have to recognize there's nuance in peaceably assemble. The nuance is, or I should rephrase this. When people begin to not peaceably assemble is when you are not engaging in a First Amendment protected right. So seeing like people running through the streets, knocking things over and smashing things, then blaming the cops saying, whose side are you on? I'm like, well, not yours. But what do you think those cops are looking at right now? They're looking at the people they're supposed to, like they probably would go and hang out with later. They're looking at the people who are actually defending them for the longest time. And now the cops are all going to start losing support. I think in the long run, all of this still just benefits the far left. I really do.
Right.
You're going to get regular people screaming at the cops. Now you're going to see conservatives chanting, whose side are you on? Now that might strike at the heart of many of these officers, because this was the last line of support they had. So I'll tell you what, in small towns, in many suburbs, you got good cops. In my area, the cops are fantastic. They don't do this kind of stuff. They actually help out. They actually are there to help people. In big cities like New York, they ship in outside cops to break the Constitution with a smile on their face. And this is what you get. People are going to start rising up. Check this out. This guy, man, you really got to watch this video from West Michigan. Portage restaurant owner says he feels abandoned by the government. He nails it. He does. I don't know what Bernie Sanders' deal is. You know, he's on the side of Joe Biden, the crony corporatist. Maybe he was on purpose. Maybe Biden realized – or maybe I'm sorry, Bernie realized, get Biden in and then the left will revolt against Biden, but so will the Trump supporters. Maybe that was his real goal. Authoritarianism is the problem. If the left and the right, the people who believe in economic populism, allowing more control to the workers and less to the massive to the elites and the multinational corporations, you can start there. And that's a good thing. Now, where you end up is a different story. On the right, they say free market, live and let live. On the left, they say cooperative control and centralized, you know, authority. That's a problem. I like the idea of left libertarianism. Yeah, it exists. Just hear me out. But it doesn't scale. Okay, it's like I've mentioned this before. It's a bunch of hippies on a farm sharing their watermelon or whatever, right? They grew a plant and they're all sitting around. But it doesn't scale up. At a certain point, you need a simple way to exchange value. Well, as these people in government do whatever they want, violate the law, rules for thee but not for me, while extracting the wealth of the people, that is not what we want, and that is a serious problem. So to the leftists, you have to understand why the Trump supporters aren't going to trust you when you say tax the rich or things like that. Because you're basically saying take money from the elites and give it to the elites. It doesn't change anything. We are looking at right now a lucrative merger between the corporation and the state. It is essentially fascism, at least as Benito Mussolini called it out. Now, it's not right-wing, you know, ultra-nationalism, so sure, the left wouldn't classify it that way. But right now, it doesn't matter if you tax the rich. They'll probably say, sure, fine, because the rich just locked you down and said, oh, don't worry, we'll give you a stimulus, but the only place you can spend it is Walmart and Amazon. Give that money right back to the massive multinational billion-dollar corporations. So right now, what we need is the populists on the left and the right to say what we agree on. The elites destroying people's lives, bad thing.
Right.
The only problem, though, I guess, the divide here is that while I can see regular workers challenging the authoritarian and draconian and fascistic lockdowns, the left agrees the lockdowns. They're tweeting things like, these protesters are going to kill us. No joke. There are people tweeting about these protesters in Staten Island saying they're going to kill us. What were you doing when you were drinking champagne out celebrating Joe Biden's victory? That's the problem. These people say they oppose fascism, but they are celebrating the lucrative merger between corporation and state. And boy, is it coming for us. 23.6% of all U.S. dollars created in the last year. That is something else. Look at this. Look at this massive spike. And they say, don't worry. The Fed says inflation is too low. And the BLS says inflation is only 1.4%. Maybe. We might actually see deflation because there's nothing you can spend money on and there's no way to earn it, so nobody's got it. You know what that means? It means money will be ever more concentrated into the hands of the ultra wealthy, and they'll just have control forever. It's a system. It happens every 10 years if you pay attention. The stock market does really, really well. Then there's a massive sell-off. The wealthy sell really high. The market tanks. Poor people panic and start panic selling, and the rich buy it all back up for pennies on the dollar, expanding their control. I'm not saying it's a grand conspiracy. I'm saying it's the system as the dominoes fall. Now the exploitation is real. But let me wrap this up with a very fine little bow as to why I detest the Democrats. Can you name a Republican that locked down their state and that flaunted the rules? I can point Kristi Noem, who didn't lock down.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. The heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
Listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We are listener supported, so please do us that favor. Hook is up. So we can keep talking and thinking about these things that are just so out and out against us. It's just really sad. Really sad.
And the people threw her a parade. She seems pretty rad. Every mayor, governor accused of breaking COVID restrictions. Austin Mayor Steve Adler. Why? He's a Democrat. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. Oh, it's surprising. Another Democrat. Gavin Newsom. Yes. Muriel Bowser of D.C., D.C. Mayor. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Governor Andrew Cuomo. And there you go. And there's a lot more. There are stories about these Democrats who like went on vacation. They don't care. They don't care about you. And they're treating this as though it's no big deal. Maybe it is. I don't know. But they're leading by example, I suppose, in which case, if you're going to tell me that we are facing the worst possible lockdown ever, L.A. County Supervisor dines at restaurant hours after voting to ban outdoor dining. Bravo, good sir. What's that? L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. Oh, at what point do people explode?
Right.
The Georgia Senate runoff is coming, and I believe this has bought us some time. If this didn't happen and it was confirmed November 3rd or 7th or whatever that Republicans would control the Senate or that Democrats would control the Senate, the explosion would have happened. But this might make things worse because maybe people would have gotten their rage out or whatever immediately. Now it's being drawn out. The coronavirus stuff is getting worse and worse as time goes on. The lockdowns are getting worse, I mean. The abuse of the lockdowns getting worse and worse. At a certain point, people are going to explode. And I think we're heading in that direction. Because you're eventually going to see – I wouldn't call them Trump supporters. I mean, they are. But if Trump leaves, you know, on the 20th, and then we go through this GA runoff – Democrats control everything, lock everything down and destroy everyone's lives. It's just going to be people of all types protesting. And you know what's going to happen? The right-wing individuals who are very, very critical of Antifa are not going to say a damn thing when Antifa is protesting at the mayor's house or the governor's house. They're going to be like, yeah, well, at this point, that's the breaking point. I don't know what we need. I don't know. I think we need to end the lockdowns, protect the vulnerable,
right.
Get the vaccine out, and put an end to this.
No vaccine.
There's a problem, however. The wealth transfer has already occurred. The money has already been printed. There you go. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And where's Bernie Sanders campaigning on behalf of the machine? Where's Rage Against the Machine? Oh, I'm sorry. They are now known as Rage on Behalf of the Machine.
I know.
Congratulations to the wealthy elites and the new millionaire Bernie Sanders for supporting the system that is destroying everything. Bravo, good sir. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out. And I will see you all then.
Just what we don't need is more BS. Everybody's got to stop thinking that these people are not gods. They're human like the rest of us. And the whole situation is that we shouldn't be placating to somebody's rules that are just not even close to being in our favor. This was just something I wanted to hear from a guy named Tim Pool. I have no idea.
This is how we do it.
I don't want these things
Jingle
to happen
Big
either.
Holiday season with savings at Big Lots. This week's Jingle Deal.
Big Lots. Oh, please. See, it's the big corporations of the bull crap. Oh, here, come get your artificial tree. You know, but you can't go out and shop for anything. But you can maybe order online. And they'll deliver it to your front door. When I buy something, I want a hand to have it in my hands. I mean, oh, granted, I have ordered off of Amazon because that's the only place I can get the bulk that I'm looking for. But it's seeming like they're running out of it, too. They're not using the corporations that were in business. They're using all the ones they want to use, the bigger names. And it's really kind of pissy. Yep. It used to be when I had my business, I could COD it. And I was a good COD-er for a lot of years. I always paid up front for everything. But no, then you had to do, credit. We can't take cash up front anymore. We've got to have a credit card or whatever. Because I always wanted to deal in cash. To the best of my ability, I just would rather deal in cash. But then that's me. You know, I mean, a lot of people don't care. They use their debit card for everything. Even to drive through McDonald's and that. I mean, I about shoot myself up. But here we go. This was not the one I wanted to really play, but it's the only one that's showing up to play right now.
At one point, Donald Trump referred to Sidney Powell as one of the lawyers on his team. In several instances, the media has referenced L. Lynn Wood, an attorney, as also being on the Trump campaign team. I want to be very careful and make sure I'm giving you the full details. It is disputed as to whether or not these individuals are actually Trump's lawyers or just lawyers working on behalf of or towards a pro-Trump goal, which is why I just say Trump lawyers. It's hard to pinpoint this, but Sidney Powell has filed several lawsuits arguing widespread.
Why didn't you say lawyers for Trump? Instead of Trump's lawyers. Is that simple? I mean, are you that slow in the head? Oh, my gosh. It must be. Oh, now you're going to shut the volume off since I said that? Oh, you. That's too funny.
Not these individuals are actually Trump's lawyers or just lawyers working on behalf of or towards a pro-Trump goal, which is why I just say Trump lawyers. It's hard to pinpoint this, but Sidney Powell has filed several lawsuits arguing widespread election fraud, targeting the Dominion voting systems and making some pretty bold accusations. And L. Lynn Wood has also filed lawsuits and made serious allegations. Right now, we have a push from both of these individuals for Donald Trump to declare martial law, take over, just seize control, maybe have a new election, or honestly, I don't know. This is very serious. And it's left a lot of people kind of scratching their heads. You see, those on in sort of the neoliberal mainstream or, you know, I guess media left, they laugh. Ha ha ha. They ignore it. Those on the resistance Trump derangement left are screaming it's happening and shaking their hands wildly. And then many on the right are actually agreeing and saying this cannot stand. As of right now, there's a hearing going on in Michigan. This time it's a real hearing it's one of the oversight committees for the state legislature in Michigan. This is not a hotel. This is actually in like a state chamber building. People are explaining how there is they're presenting their evidence of fraud. There are many poll challengers and observers talking about how they were essentially barred from doing their jobs, which is to scrutinize many of these ballots. Much of this reeks of widespread irregularity and presents evidence of serious fraud, and typically in the Detroit area in Wayne County. This is leading many people to question the results of the election. In fact, the overwhelming majority of Republicans do not believe this election was fair. In fact, according to Rasmussen, even 30% of Democrats think that Joe Biden or the Democrats stole votes. So I wonder, in all of this, where do we go? Because it's looking more and more like Trump is not going to pull off a clean legal victory. And what I mean by that is you go to the courts say, okay, congratulations, Trump wins. The Pennsylvania state legislature said that they're not going to convene. So what happens? Are these people going to just disappear, say, okay, we lose, have a nice day? No. They're telling Trump to declare martial law. And now an organization based out of Ohio is calling for the same thing, essentially saying they're like a constitutional convention or a constitutional Congress, calling for Trump to declare martial law and hold a new election. I don't know where all of this ends up, but I believe it ends up in a dark place, because no matter what happens, you are going to have the overwhelming majority of people on the right, 74 plus million people who mostly don't believe that the election was fair. And if we go by Rasmussen's numbers, not that, you know, no disrespect to Rasmussen, but I'm not sure I'm going to believe any of these polls. We're talking about potentially 100 million people. Look, 30% of the Democrat vote plus 75% or so of the Republican vote don't believe this election was legit. That's horrifying. And what do you think these people are going to do? Just say, I give up. Have a nice day. Thanks for stealing my country and crapping all over the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. That's why we're seeing these calls. And that's why I think y'all better take this stuff seriously. You know, I don't know where we end up, like I said, but somewhere dark. First, I want to make sure I'm giving you the best assessment I can as to Sidney Powell and Ellen Wood. And so I'll read you the first tweet and we'll talk about what it is. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/TimCastIRL. Check it out. Type it in the address bar. And we do it's a live show we do Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We have guests and we do news segments. And I'm going to start shifting a lot more focus into the IRL show and away from some of my other channels. But you can check that out, youtube.com/TimCastIRL. And also just hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the notification bell, all that stuff. And let me read this first tweet. It's from Yasher Ali. He says, retweeted by Sidney Powell, who is on the president's legal team and continues to be booked on Fox Business. And he shows this image, a tweet by Songbird for Trump, release the Kraken, 10:10 a.m. November 30th. Now, before we can see clearly that Sidney Powell did retweet this, at least the image purports to show this. And Yasher Ali he's a pretty good journalist. I mean, he's not perfect, but he's got some respect from left and right. Sidney Powell was said, Donald Trump tweeted that Sidney Powell was on his legal team or on the team at one point. Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis said that, in fact, Sidney Powell is acting of her own volition and representing state legislatures or electors, not Donald Trump. So many people on the right are saying she's not on Trump's legal team. But I think it's fair to say that she is a lawyer who has appeared at press conferences acting in such a way that would benefit Trump. Ellen Wood, according to The Washington Post, is a Trump campaign lawyer. I'm just showing this because I want to make sure I'm being very, very careful in explaining to you what it is they've said and pushed for. We have this tweet from Ellen Wood. He says, good morning. Our country is headed to civil war, a war created by third party bad actors for their benefit, not for we the people. Communist China is leading the nefarious efforts to take away our freedom. Real Donald Trump should declare martial law. And he links to a group called We the People Convention. Now, let me read you the tweet that was retweeted by Sidney Powell. And that's why I say pushed for, because they both didn't directly call for. Ellen Wood called for martial law. Sidney Powell just retweeted someone else who said this. Dear Mr. President, we will not stand by and watch foreign and domestic enemies further destroy our constitutional republic. 80 and more million of us request that you use the Insurrection Act, suspend the December Electoral College vote, and set up military tribunals immediately to properly investigate and resolve the cyber warfare November 3rd, 2020 election issue. Further, we request you suspend the January 6th GA Senate runoff race and the January inauguration until this issue is resolved. Respectfully, we the people. And is that where we're headed? I think it's astronomically unlikely, but it could. And I have there's very serious questions when you see things like this. Let me ask you, as absurd as martial law sounds and all this stuff, if it turned out that China did in fact have numerous individuals embedded at universities secretly taking money illegally and then using that money to essentially push political ideologies that were disruptive and dangerous for the U.S. If they were doing this in an effort to subvert our country, our democratic institutions, our constitutional republic, and siphon away our manufacturing base through a variety of methods, should we declare martial law, lock it down, and regain control?
Yes.
It's a tough question. If we are being subverted by a psychological operation from foreign adversaries, then we must do everything in our power to defend ourselves.
Right.
Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, earlier this year said that China has infiltrated every level of this country, from, you know, governorships to, you know, local level politics, universities. It's everywhere, he said. And recently, there is a journalist, and I'll be more vague with this one, who told me that they believe they have a list of potentially compromised individuals at many universities, tens of thousands. When I gave you that scenario of college professors secretly taking money from China, that's true. That's actually happening. Now, I don't know if there's some grand conspiracy or China is trying to destroy the United States, but I tell you, if you come to me and say there's a cabal of like Democrats doing stuff, I roll my eyes. You come and tell me that one of our greatest adversaries, China, is seeking to subvert and destroy the U.S., I'm going to be like, what else is new? Because we engage in conflict with them a lot. And that's what people believe. Ellen Wood is saying it. It's China. They're the ones doing this. Maybe. And if they are, what should we do? But the other question is more worrisome. What if it's not true? What if Donald Trump just lost the election? What if what we're seeing with widespread fraud is actually, in many instances, widespread misunderstanding? While there is fraud and impropriety, regular people might not understand what they're seeing. And then all of these stories add up and people think there's widespread fraud stealing the election, when in fact, no election will ever be run perfectly. What if then, due to a misunderstanding, there are Republicans, there are people on the right that exploit this to seize power and declare martial law? Therein lies the very serious philosophical conundrum on how you deal with these problems. Liberty versus authority. If you feel that you are threatened and you have enough evidence to support it, then perhaps martial law makes sense. For me, it absolutely does not. But what if there is widespread fraud? We know that Joe Biden flew his son on Air Force Two to China to negotiate a private equity deal. Why? We know that Joe Biden, according to Politico Magazine, runs Biden Inc., where he's making money off of this, off of his role in public office. Why should I just trust Joe Biden? And that's the serious challenge for any reasonable person who doesn't want conflict or civil war or chaos. Ellen Wood says civil wars are coming. Well, now, let me tell you, things are freaky, huh? They're really, really freaky. We have this link, We the People Convention. We the People Convention calls for Trump to declare limited martial law. They call for the president to invoke limited martial law to hold a new election in full-page Washington Times ad if legislators, courts, and Congress do not follow the Constitution. So there's an if. They're not just saying just do it outright. What do you think the media does when they present this information? I'm going to read you about We the People and what they're saying, but I want to show you this article first. Ohio political group asks Trump to impose martial law and hold a new election. Before I read this, I want you to take a look at this image they're showing you. It's a picture of Donald.
All right, but just in case, I had something to intercept here. Because it's just not him who lost. All the computers had their own candidates, and it all went Democratic, even though we had both parties running. So this isn't just good old Trump-a-doodle flipping, needing to do a recount or whatever. It's everybody. All the cities, states, counties, all of them who had also elections going on. So, jeez. Those with short memories, you know what I mean?
Donald Trump, and you can see the White House emblem behind him. And his face is bright orange. This is the kind of stuff that freaks me out and makes me question what's really going on. And I don't know how you navigate waters like this. Trump supporters will certainly tell you, of course, China is subverting our country and infiltrating it, and we must stop the steal. The left will tell you Donald Trump is a Cheeto dictator, fascist, and all that stuff, and he's trying to steal the election. But this photo of Donald Trump's face, bright orange, is a manipulated image. That Trump's face is not that color. You know, I think back to all of these shows where they've mocked Trump, notably Family Guy. When they mock Trump, they make his face bright orange all the time. And I wonder if the reason people think that Trump is orange is because these photos purposefully outline and saturate his face. If you take a look at his earlobes, you can see there's orange on his ears. This is, in my expert opinion, as someone who does video and photo and graphic editing all day, every day, and has for a decade plus, a manipulated image. They highlighted Trump's face and they saturated it. That means they boosted the colors to make it seem like his face is bright, bright orange. But if you've ever looked at an actual photo of Trump, he does have a spray tan, but it's not like this. The reason I'm highlighting this is because I think they do it on purpose. We know that they've done it on purpose before. They're trying to make you hate, despise, and be disgusted by Donald Trump. For a lot of people, it works. Here's what NBC4i says.
It's not me.
Introducing Broyhill at Big Lots. Because sofas get jumped on. Patio sets get dumped on. Rugs get rolled on. And strolled on. So live on.
Oh, but they'll stop the volume on it. Oh, that's too funny.
Trying to make you hate, despise, and be disgusted by Donald Trump. For a lot of people, it works.
Isn't that?
Here's what NBC4i says. An Ohio-based political organization is calling on Trump to impose martial law and conduct a new presidential election, a move that Ohio's Republican Attorney General called utterly irresponsible. More importantly, the federal government can't do that. Each state holds their own election. The We the People Convention, based in Akron, took out a full-page ad in the Washington Times on Tuesday asking Trump to invoke limited martial law in order to allow the U.S. military to oversee a new and fair federal election, according to a news release. In November, Trump lost his reelection bid to Joe Biden. Since then, Trump has alleged election fraud and attempted legal challenges in several states that he lost to Biden. But he has not been successful in changing the outcome in any of those states. Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People group, said in the release, quote, "It is our exclusive right to elect our president, and that sacred right has been infringed by the massive planned illegal election fraud conducted by corrupt Democrat / Socialist Party operatives. Claims of fraud have not been shown to have merit." Full stop. Remember when they were saying no evidence over and over and over again? As predicted, and by many Trump supporters predicted this. They're now saying that Trump supporters predicted they would go from saying no evidence to it's just not proven. There's not enough evidence. And we're there now. They're saying have not been shown to have merit. Whoa, what does that mean? Have not been shown to have merit. It's because claims of fraud do have evidence backing them up. notably Matt Brainerd of the Voter Integrity Project. This is hard, hard evidence of widespread fraud. Again, I said every time, doesn't prove what Trump is saying about widespread fraud costing him the election, but it is evidence of widespread fraud. From there, we need to see where the evidence takes us. You know, some people are going to say Trump is right. This proves it. But we don't want to assert the conclusion and then find evidence to work us towards it. We want to say, I hear what you're saying. Look at the evidence. Does the evidence reach to that point? The problem is Democrats are resisting any and all investigations. And in fact, in Georgia, and this is the Republicans, they want to wipe the Dominion voting machines. That's insane. I see no good reason why they would obstruct transparency. Every move they make to block investigation gives Trump an excuse to say, told you so. And that's when things get bad. But now the media is not saying there's no evidence. They're just saying it's not been shown to have merit. That's true. Sure. Well, I should say claims of widespread fraud, but now they're saying claims of fraud have not been shown to have merit. That's an opinion. That is an opinion, not a fact. Whether or not something has merit is determined by, I suppose, individuals who are judging it themselves. Whether or not something has merit, that's your opinion. You can tell me there's evidence of fraud, and I can say I've seen it. I've seen some of it. I've seen the sworn affidavits. I've read many of them. That's evidence of fraud. Whether those have merit or not, you can't really determine unless we get a hard investigation and prove it one way or another. But because it hasn't been proven, they can say this. They say, and views aren't shared among all Republicans. No, only most of them, because Rasmussen shows us that it's like 75% of Republicans who believe it. Trump's own election security chief, Chris Krebs, said recently, there is no foreign power that is flipping votes. There's no domestic actor flipping votes. I did it right. We did it right. This was a secure election.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm not one to believe that foreign governments are flipping votes. Sorry, I don't. Because they told us the same thing about Russia, that Russia was flipping votes. Okay, I don't want to hear it. You lose, you lose.
Mr. Rowe, I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Come on, you're coming. Hurry up. You coming? Yeah, hurry up. Don't mess with me. Here we go. Mr. Cutters.
Fraudulent fake ballots, people voting twice. That's not flipping votes.
Dead people.
Maybe the Dominion voting machines are doing this, but what we're really looking at, when people were counting votes, were they doing it honestly and fairly?
No.
When people were voting, were they moving, voting in their new location, and then voting by absentee, so they voted twice? It seems many people have. But many of these instances appear to be that someone didn't realize someone cast a vote in their name. They want to say, Dave Yost, Ohio's attorney general and a Republican, responded to the ad by saying, this ad, though protected by the First Amendment, is utterly irresponsible, ahistorical, and without precedent or legal rationale. Yeah, it's actually true. Trump can't overturn the election. It's just not possible. Well, hold on. Okay, let me stop there. He technically can. Trump can't call for a new election between the 50 states. The states run their own elections and then appoint their electoral votes. What Trump can do, well, Trump could theoretically invoke Presidential Directive 51, citing widespread voter fraud, economic destruction due to COVID, or a bunch of other reasons, and say, we are in a time of chaos and war. Or there could be a war that breaks out and Trump just remains president due to the emergency and once again declares enacts Directive 51.
Right.
Directive 51, for those that aren't familiar, allows the president to essentially dissolve and reconstruct a constitutional government. It's never been tried before, so it may not hold up to scrutiny. But the problem is the fact that this exists, the directive was created by George W. Bush. Trump could just say it and it's not going to go to the Supreme Court because ain't going to be a Supreme Court if there's a widespread catastrophe like COVID. So here's the ad. They say the Electoral College, the body that casts each state's vote, is scheduled to meet on December 14th. The ad posted to Twitter reads, it's actually too small to read, but the title is Exercising Extraordinary Authority in Defense of Our Vote May Be Required Because Martial Law is Better Than Civil War. You know, I don't disagree. I don't disagree completely. People don't understand what war is like. They really don't.
No, they don't.
These kids running around the streets playing games. These armchair historians who are like, actually, the American government will never allow a civil war. I've had a lot of people tweeting at me saying, what happened, Tim? I thought you said there was going to be a civil war. And it's like, when did my opinion change? When did my opinion change? I've been talking about it nonstop, haven't I? You make fun of me all day and night for bringing it up. And I'll tell you, it doesn't look like what you think it looks like. The fact that right now we have serious allegations of voter fraud, evidence of widespread fraud, shows that some people are willing to do anything to win power. The fact that the political parties are split with no overlap, where almost exclusively it's my tribe versus your tribe, shows that we are on the precipice of something crazy. You don't know what a civil war would be or look like in today's era, because we have the internet. You know, back in the day, 100, 200 years ago, you could walk down the street, declare war or whatever with your buddies, your army, and people wouldn't find out for a very long time.
Right.
Today, it'll be filmed. It'll be uploaded immediately. And controlling the hearts and minds is the way you win a conflict, in which case any actual war is likely going to have street-level skirmishes, like we already see, and widespread propaganda, which is exactly what is happening right now. So how do you do anything about it? I guess that's why they're saying martial law. I don't think that would solve the problem. I think that would actually result in civil war, to be honest. But it's one of the scariest things that – let me show you from Politico. 70% of Republicans don't think the election was free and fair. They're right. If this comes down to December 14th, January 6th, January 20th, Joe Biden becomes president, Joe Biden will have zero support. And it seems very likely we enter civil war territory. Antifa doesn't like Joe Biden, but they would like to control government. And Joe Biden is extremely weak and wouldn't be able to defend himself. And Trump and his supporters are substantially stronger than the left. And they don't like Joe Biden either. They'll be claiming that the election was rigged. They'll demand, as they are now, a new election. And the far left will say, you're trying to seize power. We're going to try and seize power, too. And that's how you get some kind of widespread civil unrest. On their about page, they say, the mission of the We the People Convention, the purpose of this statewide convention shall be to recruit, educate, and motivate Ohio citizens at the grassroots level to perform their constitutionally defined role in the governance of their townships, municipalities, counties, as well as in our state and nation by providing opportunities, knowledge, and training to ensure limited constitutional governance. They go on to mention that as a taxable nonprofit corporation, so I believe that means they're a 501c4. They are not a political action committee. They say they pay our taxes like every other entity as per normal. This is look, I don't think it's going to happen. But what do I know? I thought Trump was going to win. We'll see what happens now. But I kind of feel like something is happening. Something doesn't feel right. Now, I'm in conversation with a very high profile political commentator and much more so than I. And I was like, what do you think, man? Like, this is crazy stuff. Trump supporters are saying right now in response to L. Lynn Wood, let me show you what they're saying. When he said Trump should declare martial law, this one individual said, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. And we have to get this country back on track. So this other person, as much as I agree with this, wouldn't something like that take quite a bit of time to prepare for? And what would we use to make sure the results are more accurate this time? I'm in full support of real Donald Trump here. But the problem with doing that is that the media is so excited and in wait for them, they can call him Hitler. Once, as scary as it is, I have to say I agree. We are with you, Ellen Wood and Trump. Make America great again. Mm-hmm. Let's roll, patriots, all in. I'm Canadian and I'm in. Signed it, donation to follow this morning. No one could ever beat us, so they divided us. We trust God. Good will defeat evil. Good morning. Yes, martial law. That is what winning looks like. There is a lot of sentiment that he is correct. So back to my point, talking to this high-profile political commentator, and they told me it felt like the air had been electrified for quite some time and that people are sitting there ready with their fingers itching, expecting something to happen or, in some instances, wanting something to happen. The emergence of the Boogaloo Boys isn't an accident. It isn't a conspiracy. It's a natural consequence of everything we've seen. The dominoes have been flicked and are falling over one by one. I've been saying for quite some time, not based off some arbitrary, my name is Tim Pool and I think civil war is coming, based off of widespread think pieces and articles from Princeton professors to writers for mainstream publications talking about civil war. I see many of these, I don't know how you describe them. There are journalists, many of whom I respect, who point out, oh, all this civil war rhetoric is just stupid, you know, hyperbole and garbage. I don't think so. I'm not saying that you're going to see two factions marching through the streets. Maybe it'll just be like the Troubles. But you mean to tell me that the people who are sitting here saying that we're headed for civil war, we need martial law, that people as prominent as L. Lynn Wood getting 14,000 retweets, it's nothing? Whether or not you think I'm right or wrong, I'm not saying with definitive probability that civil war is going to happen. I'm saying it seems like we're heading in that direction. That's the only thing I can really say. And I think we are. And I think people are going to regret it. To be reasonable, a handful of replies on a tweet are not indicative of the majority of people. But I have to assume that there are going to be a lot of people who will not back down and will do whatever they can to make sure that the way they, you know, their worldview and what they want to do is not destroyed, is not stopped. and they won't stand for what the left has been doing. I mean, we're hearing crazy things in media all day, every day. The culture war is escalating to something untenable. Politics is downstream from culture. So certainly, you had to have realized that the culture war would only beget political war. And that was the point I was making the whole time. Years ago, when I was reading an article from The Atlantic that said civil war there was a good potential for it, because security experts from around the world were warning we were getting dangerously close, and this was years ago, I said, the culture war is escalating. People are calling for – I'm not going to get into the specifics of the culture war too much. I don't want to get banned from YouTube. But look at the conversation I had with Jack Dorsey. You got censorship issues. You've got people being banned, getting shut down. People are losing their voice. And at the same time, things are happening to kids. And there's so much news about what's going on. The world views of the left and the right have become so far divided, especially with this election. I believe the November 3rd election was the final spike driven right between the two worlds, severing it in two. And as the CEO of Axios said, the decoupling, he fears a decoupling of America will happen and there will be two Americas. I think that's where we're headed. Parler.com skyrocketing as conservatives flock to their own place to speak about what's going on. And people on the left mock and belittle and try to get Parler banned. But this tactic only works for so long. The idea that you can suppress conservative news outlets, that you can suppress conservative speakers and shut down any company that dares to give these people a voice, eventually they become too powerful for you to just shut down. And that's when I said we would likely start seeing parallel economies, people going to certain stores, avoiding certain stores, people donating to certain causes and, you know, targeting with various legal tactics other causes. But the point is, with the culture war, we saw movies getting woke and going broke, brands getting woke and going broke, people saying, you know, the diversity and inclusion and equity lie and all these things and fighting with it. Eventually, that reaches the political landscape. Several years ago, I was having a conversation with some DC pundits who told me it was impossible for a civil war in this country to ever happen. And I said, you don't understand where this goes or why. And they said the government would never allow it. What happens when the culture war reaches the highest level of government? I mean, Donald Trump is already president, and they were like, oh, it won't happen. There are people in the intelligence agencies who are pro-Trump, and there are many who are anti-Trump. The culture war is an ideological war, and culture is politics is downstream from culture. What that means, as cultural issues develop and a split happens between two cultures, eventually, those issues reach the political space, and then our political world fractures into, and that happened. And that's what this is right now. Lynn Wood is not some random individual. He is a high-profile pro-Trump lawyer who got 14,000 retweets on a call for martial law to avoid a civil war. But if Trump were to declare martial law, it would mean civil war. And maybe it's already happened. I said this during the riots when the attorney general for Oregon sued the federal government to stop them from enforcing the law. That's nuts. If this erupts into actual hot conflict and chaos, they will certainly say civil war started a long time ago. A year ago, 2 years ago, three, four even. Could have started with Russiagate. And depending on who wins, that's who will write the narrative. Or maybe there will just be two narratives as there currently are. The two Americas are split, and they're splitting further and further every day. Right now, I can show you an image of Trump with, you know, spray tan, but not a bright orange face, and say there is evidence of widespread voter fraud that needs to be investigated. That seems to be the right-wing world, and that's why they call me right-wing, even though my politics are actually pretty left. I mean, economically, like, I'm pretty far left, and people don't realize this, because I don't do segments talking about policy for the most part. I praised the Green New Deal early on until they loaded it with critical race theory garbage. Anyway, I digress. On the left, they say unproven conspiracies, no evidence of voter fraud, Trump lost, it's over.
Green New Deal is not true. So dangerous.
There's two universes. In one, Joe Biden is already the president. He's building his team and we will all move on. In the other, Donald Trump is the president. The election was stolen and Trump must declare martial law. The split is getting worse. That's the point of this segment. The rift is getting worse. It's worse than I've ever seen it. For the right to say we need martial law before civil war. The left doesn't understand what I suppose. Maybe they do. But they just view themselves, I guess, as mainstream and normal, when in fact they're not. They're their own political bubble. The biggest bubble in this country is leave me alone, bring back sports, probably. But now we have your pro-Trump or your anti-Trump. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not saying civil war is guaranteed. I'm just saying someone flicked the dominoes. They're falling over. I don't know if it's China. I don't know if it's Russia. Not sure entirely matters. What matters is what we do to work together, to stay unified, to protect this country, prevent this kind of conflict. But I wonder if it's too late. I don't trust Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden is selling us out to China. I think outside of all these conspiracies, there is a simple fact. For the past several decades, our politicians have been eroding our manufacturing base through free trade agreements. Right. Many of these companies were sending their jobs overseas to China in a massive waste of energy and mass production of carbon emissions just to get a cheaper deal and cheaper labor from Chinese workers. You don't got to pay them benefits. So over a few decades, our manufacturing base was destroyed. Yeah. We don't produce our own medicines anymore. We don't produce our own vitamin C. We don't produce anything. The supply chain was fractured by COVID, and it was hard to even buy a bicycle. Now we're trying to build all this back up. What do you think Joe Biden's going to do? Same old, same old. He will probably on day one negotiate the U.S. into the revised Trans-Pacific Partnership, sending our jobs back to China. Trump was reversing that. There are people in this country who refuse to let that happen. I'm not saying it's a grand conspiracy. I'm just saying Joe Biden is bad for this country. He's a feckless leader. He lacks any strength, any charisma. And if Joe Biden becomes president, we will be a leaderless nation. That's what I think is coming. I don't know what this means in the immediate future, but I think here's how I feel. Joe Biden will be inaugurated. Trump will not win. Joe Biden is not a leader. He is a hollow figure. He doesn't represent anybody. People voted against Trump. Progressives will hate him. Trump supporters will hate him. And there will be no actual charismatic leader of our country, of our culture. It certainly is not Joe Biden. If anything, it's Bernie Sanders more so than Joe Biden. But Bernie Sanders is too weak to rally the troops, you know, on his side as well. Trump has his supporters and they will not back down. We'll see how that plays out in the long run. But this is serious stuff. And I've been telling you it's going to escalate, and this is an escalation. I'll leave it there. Let me tell you something else. This is going to be my last segment for the day until the Timcast IRL podcast. So make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/TimcastIRL. We'll be live at 8 p.m. with some,
There's more recreational wadas. Wada butta. Huda shoulda. Oh, my gosh. I mean, seriously, where is this country headed? When is the world going to stop and listen to their hearts and souls that we're all losing? We're all losing. Yes. Oh, here comes supposedly planetary defense specialist stating multiple space rocks coming our way. More fear. Oh, jeez. Yep. It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like, why? Why are we falling for all this crap?
I was blown away at the gunk I had inside my skin.
Oh, yeah, just, I sure the heck don't want to hear you. No, I don't. As far as I'm concerned, no, thank you. There's so much going on. The people just, we're getting tired of it. And I'm amazed more people aren't flipping, thinking about it. Stronger. Ugh, seriously. Yep. And putting their two cents in, talking to their friends and neighbors and saying, really, what do you think? But most people are asleep and not allowed to think. So that's not going to be much of a... that's not going to be much of a conversation. Yeah, my mind is here somewhere because it's just all getting to be so much that. Don't even really want to consider the future of things, but it's a good thing we still have our rights to our guns. I mean, if people are going to start losing it more than what they're already losing it, how many children are committing suicide because they just can't handle it anymore? I mean, it's really gotten to a point where people aren't feeling good about living anymore. And that's the sad part about it all. Through everything that has been taken away from us, you know, that we just don't have the right to exist anymore. And that there's no compromise or other ways to take and get our lives back. At least. I mean, I'd like to be able to go to Michael's and not put on a mask to go in there, but it ain't gonna happen. Plus, I'm not spending money I just don't have unless something sells. So, the shops that I have stuff in, if this stuff sells, then good. If not, then, oh well. I get it. I do, I get it. That there are people who will wear the mask and get the vaccination and destroy everybody else's citizens' rights to not do those things. Because we should be able to make the choice. They can't really prove that they can't really prove this virus and this other stuff that's going on. They really can't prove it. Not after what I've heard from other doctors and things like that. You know? And a vaccine sure as heck isn't going to take care of it. So they're lying to you, creating more fear that supposedly they can take care of this mess and make your life more like it used to be. Well, it's hard to see that too. Because where's the trust is gone. I don't have any trust for any of these a-holes or anything else that's going on like that. And it's even hard to consider how ignorant people have been through all this and where it's headed. I mean, honestly, it's just a lot to fathom. How people are falling for it. People are just seriously. How come? What happened to our critical thinking and common sense? And to look at more than it's just so sad. It was interesting that John Voight or Holt or whatever you want to call him, he doesn't care what people think about him in Hollywood. He knows that this Biden will destroy the rest of our country and make it where it's not really ours anymore, it's theirs. And they're already proven this is the way they're going. But yeah, given who the payouts, not the ones who deserve it, like us. I mean, has there been a second stimulus? Not for us, but I bet you a whole bunch of other people are getting a monthly check. Yeah, well, I think it's time the dog starts barking and growls now. Maybe he even gets to where they feel confident enough that if they have to, they'll bite. Because Because it's just getting to that point where how much more can you live under somebody else's dichotomy instead of what you're here to create for your own dichotomy? Makes it simple. Where do you go from here? Lead the people. That's right. Be around. To see, to know, to make up our minds of what it is we're going to do and how we're going to do it. It just takes open consciousness. And I wish there was more of that going around. Time. Yep. To see how this is all playing out. And the only way it's going to be in our favor is if we take it. And not allow them to keep placating their dreams and desires of the future. We're already having enough to deal with what they've done for the in the past and created for the present. And a lot of it I sure as heck don't want for the future. Nope. So everybody think about it. Have a good Thursday, y'all. Later.
Revolution.